Welcome to Mad Tech Daily, the podcast that brings you the latest headlines in the world of ad tech, straight to your ears. I'm your host, Dot. Let's get into today's stories. First up, the European Commission has accused X of breaching the EU Digital Services Act. Several of the platform's features have come under fire, starting with its new verification system. The fact that individuals can buy a verified account checkmark doesn't align with industry standards and deceives users, making it harder for users to discern the authenticity of the accounts and content they interact with. X's advertising transparency is also lacking. The platform fails to provide a reliable and searchable advertising repository, which is another point of contention with the EU. Additionally, X has been criticized for not granting researchers access to its public data, which is a requirement under the same act. Next, Google is in talks to buy Wiz, a cybersecurity startup valued at $12 billion. Reports suggest the deal could be worth around $23 billion, making it Google's biggest acquisition to date. This potential acquisition is seen as a strategic move to bolster Google's offerings to business customers. As of now, neither Google nor Wiz has commented on the deal. Meanwhile, Amazon's Rufus AI shopping assistant is now available to all US customers. Initially launched in February to a small group, this text-based chatbot can now help you track orders, recommend products, and compare item models. Rufus can also answer questions unrelated to shopping, like helping you figure out what you need for a specific recipe. That wraps up today's news digest on Mad Tech Daily. Don't forget to check out ExchangeWire for a piece by Amy Newell-Tureen looking at how the new Labour government could impact the ad tech landscape, as well as a dive into the future of brand safety with industry expert Zuzana Gielinska.